Well, Freddie Burns, thanks very much for joining me. A fantastic season personally in certainly the Aviva Premiership, but a ninth place finish for Gloucester must have almost felt a little bit contrary to your own growth.
Yeah, a little bit. It was a disappointing end to the season, having done so much good work, you know, for the games leading up to those last sort of six games, and it was a disappointing way to end the season in a Gloucester shirt. I'm just happy to be given this opportunity to try and finish my season on a high with England.
Yeah, certainly. And now you are with England in a senior England training camp, albeit this week without the Harlequins and the Tigers boys and next week as well. But how are you finding the atmosphere at the moment?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, there's only 10 of us here at the minute, the boys that weren't involved in the semi-finals. And, you know, it's a lot of young lads that I've grew up playing with as well. And I've known a few of them from the Saxons as well. So, it's a good environment. It's a hard-working environment, which is the one we all want. And, you know, we're all building for the same goal. So, it's good to be involved in a senior England camp.
I think I saw you tweeting earlier about being here for the conditioning. It's going to be some quite hard work. Is that something that you enjoy, that you relish? Obviously, you know you're in for that as a professional rugby player, or do you still ultimately turn to each other and go, oh, God, here we go again?
I think it's a bit of both, you know. I think when the legs are hurting, you might have a little sap in your bedroom with your roommate, but other than that, it's part and parcel of it, and if you don't try and enjoy it, then it's going to be a long, old few days. So you've got to get out, put the hard work in, and you'll benefit from it, and, you know, ultimately, we're building for that South Africa tour, so we know games there are going to be at altitude as well, so we're going to have to work extra hard, and, you know, we'll reap the benefits of it when we get out there. So the hard work goes in now, and it means we can enjoy the game a bit better.
Absolutely. And who can you moan about with? Who is your roommate down here?
I've got Ben Morgan, actually, so building a bit of team spirit for next year, and, you know, we've got quite a few mutual friends who we've been firing back and forth stories about and stuff, so it's been a good few days.
Excellent, good chance to bond. Well, you're most often a 10, occasionally a 15. I've read that Johnny Wilkinson is someone that you've aspired to in the past. So what are your aspirations now? Obviously, you're within the England setup. You've made it here. You've played through the age groups. Do you have an absolute goal at the end of the day?
I think at the minute it's just I'm still in very much a development phase of my career, and I knew that from the beginning of this year that, you know, my first year at 10, I was going to make mistakes, and it's all about how I learn from them and making sure I don't make them again. And, you know, I've been relatively happy if I've done that. You know, you'd imagine that the call up to the England squad sort of shows that I have progressed as a player, and I'm just looking forward to being in and around the camp and around some great players, and hopefully it'll bring the best out of me. But, you know, ultimately, you know, I'm a fly half and I want to play for England, so, you know, I want to push Charlie and Owen and Toby and try and push them for an England shirt. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's going to take a lot of hard work, but we're all aiming for the same goal. And if I can push Owen, Charlie and Toby and bring the best out of them, then it brings the best out of England. So I think everyone's a winner, really.
It's a nice way of looking at it. And what do you say to the people who maybe have a discussion about, well, we're taking a lot of youth over to South Africa. Okay, it's giving them the experience of a tour, but do we want to be giving them the experience of perhaps, you know, meeting a South African side and a load of Springboks that, whether it is a midweek team or a weekend team, could be licking their lips at what they could do to you as a young England side? Do you find that patronising? Do you think there's a point there?
I don't really pay too much attention to it. You know, I think the squad that's here is a very talented squad, a squad that can go to South Africa and perform well and get results. And at the end of the day, I look at the squad and I believe in everyone in that squad that we're here to do a job, and we can go to South Africa and do the job that we all want to do. So, you know, try not to pay too much attention and just focus on, you know, what we're trying to get out of each training session, make sure we get better and make sure we go to South Africa, you know, really equipped well and get firing into them.